Chapter 4. If we see you again, we'll kill you. Ben began attending Wilson Junior High in the fall of 1963. He was just about to turn 12 and was taller and thinner than most of the boys in his class. There was also another difference. Nearly everyone else in the school was white. Ben and Curtis, who was in the ninth grade, were two of just a few black students at the school. In truth, Ben had not thought much about race. His mother didn't talk about it, except to say how hard it had been for her to grow up black and dirt poor in Georgia and Tennessee. But from what Ben heard on the radio, the country now seemed to be engaged in a dangerous clash over equality and civil rights for black people. 3 days before his 12th birthday, Ben heard a particularly disturbing report. On Sunday morning, September 15, 1963, 4 girls were killed and 22 other people were injured in a bomb blast at the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. The church was an African-American church, and 4 white men, members of the Ku Klux Klan, had planted under the basement stairs a box of dynamite timed to explode during the service. It was both scary and hard for Ben to grasp that you could go to church and be killed by a bomb. Church was supposed to be a place of love and hope. Ben tried not to think about being a black boy in a predominantly white neighborhood, but one day he was reminded of it in a terrifying way. When Ben started at Wilson Junior High, one of the things he looked forward to was hopping a freight train to school. The train tracks ran parallel to the road to school, and the trains slowed down for a crossing at the end of Ben's street. Curtis had already been hopping the train for 2 years and was an expert at it. He laughed as he slung his clarinet case onto the first flatbed train car and then swung himself up onto the last one. Then he would run and jump from the last car to the first to retrieve his clarinet before hopping off the train near the school gate. Ben was not quite so brave. He didn't jump from car to car like his brother, and he only hopped on the slowest moving trains.